And it is time to do great things with Durham Tech. We're excited for the final segment this academic year of our Do Great Things feature in conjunction with Durham Technical Community College. Every month, we've been profiling a Do Great Things initiative from Durham Tech with in-studio guest interviews and interactive articles on our website, chapelboro.com. You can go there and get the full archive. This feature showcased a lot of the inspiring initiatives and programs at Durham Tech that make our community proud. We've got one more this academic year as we get officially into the summer. The article for this interview, by the way, is going to post on our website, chapelboro.com, next week. But we are joined right now to talk about the first year of the Do Great Things feature by three special guests from right to left on your radio dial. We've got Nathan Harden, who is the Director of Marketing and Communications at Durham Tech. Penny Gluck is the Executive Dean of Orange County Services and Executive Director of Community Affairs. And Melissa Oakley Ockert is the Dean and Department Head of Health Technologies. Nathan, Penny, Melissa, thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So we kicked off the Do Great Things initiative way back at the start of the school year. Penny, you were with us back in August, and we've highlighted so many of the really, really cool things that are constantly happening over at Durham Tech. Ongoing initiatives, new programs, Anesthesia Tech, the new American Tobacco Campus location, culinary program, and a whole lot more. Most recently, the Forge Great Futures campaign. And again, if you're listening out there, all of this is on our website, chapelboro.com. It's a really exciting time to be at Durham Tech, and I know this because I teach there. It's a super, super fun place to be, and it's a great time. How has the year gone now that we've wrapped it up and we're officially into the summer? Take a look back at the year that was. How did it go? Penny?
This year was a fabulous year. I mean, we really are excited about some of the programming mix that has increased. You mentioned the American Tobacco culinary program that will be there. We also have the anesthesia technology curriculum that's at OCC, and it'll start its second cohort this year. Mm-hmm. And enrollment is full for that program, which is very, very exciting. We were fortunate to be honored with the Community Impact Award with the Chapel Hill Chamber, which I think kind of sums up that we really feel like we're starting to make an impact on our community, at our service area in both Durham and Orange County. So increase in CCP students, recent high school graduates. So it's been a very, very good year.
CCP is?
Career and College Promise. Thanks so much for reminding me, Aaron, that not all of our audience are educators.
So Career and College Promise, for people who don't know, is?
It is a program for college-ready juniors and seniors in high school.
It's really, really terrific. And Penny, you mentioned the anesthesia tech program. And Melissa, I know you can talk more about this. Year one is in the books. Year two is about to get underway. And it's not only a really cool program, but it's popular as well, right?
Right, yes. Year one was fantastic. We started with 10 students, which was fantastic for a new program. Those students are currently in their clinical rotations at UNC. They're doing fabulous. We're getting terrific feedback about those students and really seeing where that need is making a difference. For fall, we are full for fall, but don't please enroll if you're interested, because we have a wait list going and some seats could open up. So very excited. We'll have a new lab in the fall, growing students and growing opportunities. So we're very excited about
it. It's a great opportunity for individuals who are in that program, but we're also really going to see an impact on the community as well from this, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this was a need with UNC hospitals. That's why we started this program. It's really an example of how partnership makes a difference in our community. And we started this program because of that need at UNC and other hospitals. So we're very excited to see that in action.
So that's one really cool program at the Orange County campus. By the way, durhamtech.edu is the website for more information on Durham Tech, all of these programs that we're talking about, and a whole lot more. I mentioned the Promise Scholarship, which got announced in January. What generally should people know about the scholarship?
Again, thanks to the Orange County Commissioners and the Durham County Commissioners for providing that scholarship opportunity for graduating seniors. Mm. And they receive, they don't even have to fill out an application. If they're a graduate in Orange County from either of the two school systems, they're able to get a $500 scholarship per semester if they enroll in 6 credits or more. And over the course of their scholarship opportunity, they can receive up to $2,000. over that 2-year period. So it really helps the affordability factor for individuals.
And this can really make a difference. I mean, just the existence of Durham Tech and community colleges in general can make a huge difference for people who otherwise wouldn't be able to even begin to think about pursuing a college degree. And then for people who are thinking about community college, but the cost might be a little bit difficult for them, the Promise Scholarship steps in and helps them out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've been talking about things that have been happening and have been announced, new cool initiatives from the last year, but let's look ahead to next year. What's coming up at Durham Tech, Orange County, Durham County? What can people expect to see in the next 9 to 12 months?
So I'll say Health Tech has some super exciting things coming up, some of which you will have to, listeners will just have to wait and see. We might have a couple of new programs coming, have an unveiling of a pretty big community initiative coming up in the fall. So have to stay tuned for some of that. We look forward to talking about that. One of the most exciting things we're excited about is an additional partnership with UNC Hospitals for our medical assisting program. And to meet a huge need for UNC for the need for medical assistance, we're going to be expanding our medical assisting program, offering a cohort at our Orange County campus, in addition to our Durham Tech main campus, but also adding additional cohorts. So students will have an opportunity to not only go to school during the day, but also enroll in the evening. There'll be some other 2-day, work 3-day, go to school 2-day types of opportunities. But again, this is a wonderful partnership with UNC Hospitals. We do have an event coming up in the fall with UNC on October 14th that we're excited to, again, kick off this opportunity to increase the number of medical assistants in our area.
Awesome. Speaking with Melissa Oakley-Ocker, you just heard her, Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at the Orange County campus. We've also got Nathan Harden here, and I want to get you in on this as well.
Sure.
What is either ongoing or upcoming in the fall that you're excited about?
Sure. This is something that we had, you know, talked about and had a segment on before. The new culinary program is something we're very excited about. That's at our new American Tobacco location. And that will be starting this fall. That's something that we have enrollment is open for, so I encourage you to explore that. It's a great program. It's going to have a mock simulation restaurant lab in it, and so a lot of really cool opportunities there to understand the workings of a professional kitchen and how to start in on that career. So that's something that we're really looking at and is very exciting for this coming year. And overall, in the last 18 months, we've launched 3 new campus locations across Durham, one at American Tobacco, one at the Chesterfield, which has our corporate services and small business center inside of it, and another one at Duke Street North. And so we're very excited about some of this new space, and it's definitely allowing us to expand in a lot of these programs that we've talked about.
And that culinary program, I know we talked about it, we're really excited about it, is for people who are just interested in working in the culinary arts in kind of any capacity, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so all of those things are upcoming and ongoing as we get into the fall, and as we begin to move out of the summer. We're 5 days into summer, but fall is just around the corner, and enrollment's ongoing right now. So for people who are interested in enrolling, people who want to take that step and continue their education, pursue a college degree, pursue an associate's degree, a certificate through some of these great programs, what's the enrollment process like? What do people need to know?
So students need to know that they can apply now. Applications are being accepted now. Advising and registration is ongoing now. Students can register as late as the week of August 5th for late registration. Classes start August 12th.
Yep. Anything else that people need to know about Durham Tech, upcoming initiatives the fall semester?
Yeah. We've talked about a lot of really cool things this year and helping us with the next year and the year after that in terms of great new innovative technology, new programs for the college. We've launched the Forge Great Futures campaign. It's really going to help us continue to bring in new technology for our programs. It's going to help us bring in new scholarships and new resources for our students. And so please consider being a part of that campaign. And you can learn more at durhamtech.edu/campaign.
And Penny Gluck, I'll give you the last word. What are you excited about for the upcoming year?
Just the increased partnerships with the 3 school systems, with the health community. It's going to be a great, great year. And we have Nathan didn't mention this, but he gets credit. Our website was redesigned this year, and just please go to www.durhamtech.edu, and there's a number of features if you have questions, if you want to see more about all of the programs that we're offering. And there's credit and non-credit, so come join the fun.
Awesome. DurhamTech.edu is the website. Go there and find out more about all these cool programs, the Forge Great Futures campaign, and start enrolling now for the fall semester because enrollment is ongoing there. Penny Gluck, Nathan Harden, Melissa Oakley-Ocker, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Us.